Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We've covered what it means to be awkward. Now it's time to get mortified. If you've ever skimmed through old diaries, you may have come across some cringeworthy moments. Maybe a fight with a sibling, angst over a crush, or what seemed at the time to be deep thoughts about the meaning of life. Instead of burying those diaries deeper in the closet, a storytelling event called Mortified encourages people to own these awkward scribbles and share them on stage in front of an audience. Really, lyrics, locker notes, poems, detailing memories of first jobs, trips to summer camp, and school dances. Alex Hewitt joins us to talk about what compels people to share these stories. She is an actress and a producer for Mortified's Baltimore and D.C. chapters. Alex Hewitt, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So how does this work?
Well, I think when people attend the show as an audience member, they have two reactions. They either think, wow, this person is really brave for sharing this, and I have diaries, and I would never do this. Or they think, oh, wow, I want to share my diaries or share my school paper or poetry or love letter I wrote to that boy in fifth grade.
And so what if they have that second reaction, I want to do this, what do they do?
Well, they could contact me or one of our other producers after a show, or go to our website, getmortified.com, and go to participate. And it gives you some information, a little bit more about the show. And you would just fill out a little bit of about yourself, and we would contact you, or I would contact you and meet with you and go through everything you have. So people often come with a box full of diaries, school papers, letters, just stuff they have, you know, in their basement or their closet or their parents' basement. And we go through their archives and help curate, craft a 10-minute piece. Some people have multiple pieces because they have so many diaries or so much childhood stuff that they come back and do multiple pieces. And it's different than a storytelling show in that we're actually using their archives and they're referring, you know, they're reading from their diary or reading this love letter on stage.
And there's a rehearsal process. It's not a spontaneous delivery.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. I mean, we don't really call it a audition. We call it a screening session because we're not looking for Pulitzer Prize winning worthy writing. We kind of want that thing that's kind of maybe a little bit embarrassing or maybe a lot. That's why it's called Mortified, for you to share those things that perhaps you would never want to share. And so we meet with people and we help go through things and kind of determine, is this material for the show? And then you would work with a story producer. So if you're in Baltimore, most likely you'd work with me. And I will, you know, meet with you probably, you know, 2, 3, 4 times, and we'll go through everything and really help, you know, kind of quilt together a narrative based on all your pieces. And then we rehearse, and then you get on stage. And I've had a past performer say it's like getting a giant group hug when you're up there, because people think you're so brave, and you are, for sharing all these things from your life.
What kind of stories do you tend to hear?
There's such a vast array. I mean, things from, you know, there's lots of love stories and heartbreak, and boy, that's deep. You know, there's nothing more dramatic than a middle school romance gone awry. You know, you love someone one day and then you hate them the next day, but then you love them again the following day. We have school papers, you know, poetry you wrote. We have stories about siblings. In our upcoming show, we actually have video. One of our performers, Christine Carter, she's from D.C., She wanted to be a weather girl, so she and her brother, who was maybe 5 at the time and not really willing to participate, but they made news videos and weather videos that are really bad but good.
so bad they're good.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Alex Hewitt about the event Mortified, where people share stories from their childhoods using diary entries, blog posts, other things they created at the time. What do performers get out of this?
It's funny. I was a therapist for about 20 years. I worked in a private practice, and I'm not anymore. I'm all my work is in creativity and, you know, as an actor as well, and performer. And I feel, in a way, it's like Freudian psychoanalysis to relive your past and to share it, because there's something about you know, not just reading your diary, reading it out loud, transcribing it, that really puts you back in connection with that person or maybe that event in your life. And even though our show is a comedy show, what happens in childhood and adolescence sometimes is very traumatic. And I think sometimes what people write about might have nothing to do with what was going on in their life, but it's just kind of a way of healing. So I think people really get this connection to themselves and perhaps a discovery. I know I found this out when I was a performer, when I shared my diaries. I think you still are a little bit like that 5-year-old or 10-year-old or 16-year-old, hopefully a little bit more mature, a little bit more evolved, you know, or self-aware. But I mean, you're still that person. So I think that's the beauty of it, you know, that you can embrace that person, even if they did something really dumb and silly, because you make those mistakes and that's life. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
What do audience members get out of hearing these stories, besides a large helping of secondhand embarrassment?
Yeah, they laugh a lot, and I think they could relate to it because everyone's been dumped or, you know, or failed a test or had an argument with their parents. And, you know, I think when you're a kid, sometimes, you know, you're going through so many things and your diary is like your best friend, you know? So I think the audience will just get that glimpse of, yeah, I was like that too, you know? I mean, stories help us relate to each other as humans, you know, and kind of, I think, knocks down every barrier because we're all people and we all feel these things. So I think the audience has that connection.
I want to play a clip from a recent show in Baltimore. Okay. This is Peggy Hoffman, who's active in the arts community here. She's sharing part of her high school diary. She attended St. Paul's School for Girls.
At around 2 a.m., we decided we wanted to go to Ocean City. Katie was passed out, so the rest of us got bongs, beers, blankets, and loaded up the car. We went to the Crown station, got $10 in gas, and asked how to get to Ocean City. We had to stop a few times along the way to make sure we were going in the right direction. Everyone passed out but Emily. She drove. Boy, did she drive! She went 100 miles an hour. She listened to Jackson Browne 12 times at full blast. She took a wrong turn and almost took us to Dover, Delaware. At 6 in the morning, Emily pulled up to a sand dune and told us to wake up. Emily and Peggy wanted to go swimming, but Kathy and Jane didn't want to play that game. Peggy and Emily stripped down and got in the water. It was cold. We all got back in the car. Peggy got dressed, but Emily drove all the way home in just her shirt. At around 7 in the morning, we started to run out of gas. We went to a truck stop and got a little, but soon we started to run out again. We had no money, but Jane's mom had an Exxon credit card. Peggy was drinking out of a champagne glass, and she kept spilling it. At around 8:30, a policeman was behind us. So Peggy poured the bong water into a cup and passed it back to Jane. Jane drank it. Finally, at 9 in the morning, we got home. It was a night to remember.
So it was about being wild and free and risky, but they all survived.
Are the stories always funny?
I would say it is a comedy show. However, and for me as a producer, especially me with a background as in psychology, I really like for the stories that are a little darker. We say at the end of each show, we've all survived, you know? So yeah, there's lots of poignant moments. We had a performer, Valentine's Day, who wrote this Valentine's basically to her mother. She had diary entries about her mom. She heard her mother and father having sex, and she was very disturbed by it. But her mother has passed away recently. So, I mean, her whole piece was really a tribute to her mother and the beauty and her boldness and the person she was. So there's a mixture of, I mean, it's mostly funny, awkward, but also real. Being an adolescent, I mean, it's painful. And I think sometimes comedy comes from that pain because we've all been there.
Where can people hear more of Mortified?
There's a podcast that airs every Monday. If you go to mortified.com. It's through PRX and Radiotopia. You can hear a different collection of stories. Some have been on stage in Baltimore. There's also, we're very excited, we have a TV series that's going to be coming up probably at the end of this year or the beginning of 2018. And one of the episodes was filmed in Baltimore at Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. And actually, they had a lot of audience members that they interviewed, kind of man on the street, person on the street interviews. So hopefully there will be some Baltimore people that you will see on the series when that airs. So yeah, if you go to getmortified.com, there'll be more information. There's also a book coming out later this year that's sort of a journal that helps guide people to write about themselves today, kind of in comparing themselves when they were adolescents. So,
and the title of the book is?
The title of the book, it's called My Mortified Life, and that's coming out in this summer.
I appreciate your walking us through all this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex Hewitt is an actress and a producer for Mortified Baltimore and D.C. The next production is Saturday, June 17th, at the Ideal Art Space on the Avenue in Hamden. It will include Marion Winnick, the voice of the Weekly Reader on WYPR, sharing poetry from her youth. We've got a link to ticket information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. You must be 21 or older to attend the show. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.